Good morning, wonderful people. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are live on Instagram. We are also live on Facebook. Welcome to my video cast. Welcome this morning. I'm just going to allow a few people to join us. I see that we have no one here yet. So I'm just going to allow a few people to join us. Please do log in. Please do invite your friends. Please do share this video. So as we're waiting for people to join us, I'm going to play this song. As we're waiting for people to join us, I'm going to play this song. Thank you.
Yes,
soyez,
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 Good morning, wonderful people. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. That who was playing that song, that beautiful song that I just played. It's called Yiswa Yeso. It's from the album, The Living Word. It's an album by my son, Kujo Malete. It's available now for order if you are interested. 100 rand is the CD price. 160 is the USB price. So just give us a call, give us a shout, and then you are able to get yourself a copy of that beautiful project. And on that note, yes, if you would like me to play any of your songs on this podcast, please do feel free to contact us and then get in touch with us. And we will be able to play your music. Of course, this is a platform where we promote local musicians. It's not to say overseas we won't play, but I would really like to promote my local brothers and my local sisters. Welcome to this podcast this morning. My name is Pastor Ntabise Ngwepe, and I am here with you this morning for beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. A little bit chilly, but very sunny out there. So winter is winter. So I've got to share this with you. Keep yourself warm. You don't want to be out there in the cold. You don't want to be out there catching a flu. And there's a very nasty bout of flu going on around. So please do keep yourself warm. Please do keep yourself all together. Pastor Clement says, Ngingenile. Welcome, Pastor Clement. And welcome to my husband. Welcome to Pastor Clement. Uti, hi. Ngingenile, he's within, and he's joining us this morning. And welcome to Pastor Franz. I'm surrounded by pastors, guys. I love this. My husband, hello. And then, of course, there's Pastor Kucho there, and he's here with us this morning. He says, we are together. And then I've got my brother all the way from Palabura, and I don't see him now. I think he just deleted there. No, there he is. There he is, all the way in Palabora. Glenn Hundu, he says, good morning, woman of God. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. It's a wonderful morning, and I'm glad you are with us, servant of God. And of course, we've got Sister Marie. She's here with us. She's the baking queen, guys. She says, just join. Thank you for coming through, my sister, all the way from Soshanguve. And we've got Mohali Mutimelo Kieu. Oh, this is my wonderful, wonderful brother. Yeah, I'm older than him. So here we are. There we are. And thank you so much. On, yes, you are definitely on. Now let's go on to Instagram platform. I've got, yes, it's Kobela. My daughter, thank you for tuning in. And she says, morning. Now let's rock. Let's do this. Guys, on this wonderful morning, I'm here to speak to you about this topic, managing your expectations. Managing your expectations. Do we not all have expectations? Do we not all have, those things that we plan and we want to achieve and we want to do, and we've got a timeline and we've got this and we've got this, and I'm going to do this by this time, and I'm going to do this by the age of, and I'm going to have my kids by the age of, and I'm going to be married by the age of, and I'm going to be having a job by the age of, you know, we all have expectations. We all have a timeline. We all have plans that we make. But what happens when those plans don't fall through? Sorry. What happens when our plans don't come through? What happens when things don't happen the way that we need them to happen, the way that we expected them to happen, the way that we thought they will happen? Well, I've written my life story, The Mending of a Broken Vessel. This book, I share with people how my own life expectations were not met, how I was disappointed in life, how things that I anticipated, you know, would go X, they actually went south and they never materialized at all. So what am I saying to you? I am talking about a topic that is very close to my heart. I am talking about something that I know all too well. I am talking about something that I am very familiar with. Excuse me as I take my hand over to the other side. That's my Instagram live video. It's on the other side. So, guys, what do you do when you have plans? What do you do when you say, I'm going to achieve this by this time? And this is a reality that we live in our country. For the simple reason that, you know what? Our country is facing the highest debt when it comes to unemployment. It is facing the highest stats when it comes to suicide. It is facing the highest stats when it comes to, you know, a number of divorce, you know, divorces as well. So there is a lot that is not being met relational-wise. There's also a lot that is not being met in terms of the economic standing. So occasionally we do suffer disappointments. And it seems like, you know, disappointments are the order of the day. So this is a good topic to tackle, right? This is a great topic to tackle because many of us don't actually know how to deal with disappointments, how to deal with our plans not following through, right? So we have had recent reports. This one very lousy weekend that went by. It was a good weekend until we had the report that one of our well-known actors who currently features on Gomora, the series that's on Zanzimedi Channel 161, the media reports to us that, hey, he took his life. Again, you know, we're not even 5 months into the year. January, we had Babashai gone, taking his life through suicide. A prominent actor, a prominent man, you know, in our society, also an advocate of gender-based violence, you know. So that was a blow